Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Basketball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, and glad you can join us. I know a lot of people are celebrating with their families tonight, might be listening to the podcast of this show later on, but I want to let everybody know that please have a happy Thanksgiving and join this show whenever you can. Of course, it's always podcasted. And this is a really special show tonight because we're going to be talking with Scott Haker on the last Wednesday of every month about PIL basketball. I've known Scott a long time. He's the head coach at Wilson High School. Comes from a great basketball family. And it's going to be fun to get to Scott in just a moment here. But once again, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WCHoops1C or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And don't forget, coming up next Wednesday, the world-famous NoHo Sports Lunch. We do it every quarter. Get a lot of people from the PIL there and all over in sports at NoHo's Hawaiian, 4635 Northeast Fremont, right in beautiful Portland, Oregon. And everyone's welcome to attend this event. NoHo has not changed price of that lunch since 2012. He's a very special guy, NoHo Marchese. But a very special guy as well is Scott Haker, the head coach at Wilson High School. Wilson, of course, long-time member of the PIL. Good evening, Scott. I'm kind of excited about doing this program each month with you.
Well, Greg, I think, first of all, thanks for having me on, but also the fact that you're doing something to publicize PIL basketball and kind of get the word out that it's some pretty exciting things going on in our league right now. And I'm looking forward to talking hoops.
Very good, and we're going to, once again, we're going to do this the last Wednesday of every month at 10 o'clock Pacific time, and of course, you can listen to the podcast if you don't want to stay up that late, and Scott will bring it. I know him well, and Scott, we go way back. We go back to your days of assisting Tom Hewitt at Marshall High School, and then I believe you went to Franklin, and now at Wilson. How many years at Wilson is this for you?
Well, Greg, this is my 18th year at Wilson and my 32nd year overall. And you're dating ourselves by going that far back to Marshall and the Tom Hewitt era.
That's okay, Scott. We can still outwork any of those 30-year-olds, right?
Yeah. In fact, I was telling an assistant coach today, he was complaining that his feet hurt. And I said, come on, you're 35 years old. How can your feet hurt? So they just got to toughen up a little bit.
Scott, in your own words, what does PIL basketball mean to you? And I wrote on Facebook tonight that without question, I think it's had the most famous teams in high school basketball in the state of Oregon. It's not to demean any other league or anything and had the most players come out of it. It's terrific basketball. It's inner city basketball for the most part, which is tremendous around the country, and it's been tremendous in Portland, Oregon.
Well, you know, when I graduated from college and I knew that I wanted to be a high school basketball coach, my first job was at Milwaukee High School, but I always looked at envy at the PIL. I mean, you're right. It's an inner city where so many, many great athletes have played. And, you know, I still think basketball is a city game. And so that was my long-term goal, is to get into the PIL, where I thought, and still do, that the best basketball is played. And you're right, there are good leagues out there and good, you know, good programs as well. To me, I'll be a PIL guy forever. And we've had some really, really good ones come through our league.
You know, speaking of good ones, we're going to talk about the whole league each month with you on this program. We're also going to talk about your team, Wilson High School. And, Scott, I don't want to throw you off here, but everybody that comes on my Blog Talk Radio programs, and I do many, it's usually all about basketball, gets to ask me one question on each show. So something to think about here as we go through the show tonight, but something even more important, because you'll ask a great question knowing you, and I'll probably give a lousy answer. You can ask it on any subject, but speaking of yourself, what kind of team are you going to have this year up at Wilson?
Well, we are, well, first of all, we graduated 9 seniors last year, and the 9 seniors that we had last year had played basketball together since about 4th grade, and it was maybe the closest-knit family-type team I've ever had, and we're very successful with it. So this year we're kind of reloading a little bit. We have really only 2 returners back that had any significant playing time, and we've got a couple sophomores that are going to play up with us. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. If they can get some coaching, they'll be okay.
What are some things that maybe you feel like you're going to be pretty good at? And I'm not a guy that believes in jinxes or superstitious, so I know you're going to have a team that's going to be pretty good at things, and some things that you're looking at as you have early practices that you need to get a lot better. And I know every coach wants to get better in every area. I'm not stupid in that regard.
Well, yeah, every coach will have something to gripe about. Early on for us, we have been able to shoot the ball really well. We had a pretty good summer as well of shooting the basketball. And in our coaches meeting 2 days ago, we talked about as a staff that I think we can score. Our problem will be, can we stop the other team from scoring? I don't think we're good enough just to outscore people. But the kids are slowly but surely buying into the defensive side of the basketball. And being young, young players, their eyes haven't really been open to the necessity of having to defend, at a high level if you want to be successful.
Scott, you're going to have kind of a unique situation. That's how Scott and I met. I was officiating games. He was yelling at me, and he's probably still yelling at me occasionally. But that's how we met, and we've always had a great relationship personally and professionally. But you're going to have a little different thing on the court this year. You're going to 3-person officiating in the PIL.
Well,
is that something you're a proponent of?
Well, I'm a proponent, and I'll talk about you for a second, Greg. When you officiated, what I liked about you was you would actually come over and talk to the coaches and talk about, your perspective on the call. And really, I think that is all head coaches want is, today, and I hope the officials that are listening don't take this wrong, but there are some younger officials that will just run right by you and not give you the time of day. And that was one thing that I truly appreciated about you, that you can have a conversation with the coach and diffuse it like that. Just boom, it's over. And maybe they ought to hire you to give some clinics on dealing with relationships with head coaches.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Scott, because one of my closest friends, I have close friends in the officiating community, and we talk a lot about it. And one of my closest friends is Terry Durham, a name very familiar in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was his dad that just a little trivia off of basketball. Terry's dad, Paul, started the streak, the world-famous streak at Linfield, as he was the football coach there, and I think 60 straight winning seasons. But anyway, Terry was an outstanding NBA referee, and it's kind of unique, Scott, in the NBA now. Many of the teams are hiring ex-NBA or retired officials to kind of evaluate their games on tape. So I think officiating has become such a big part of the game that now people want officials as part of that. You bring that up talking to the coaches. And I think it's always good to get together, and I know you probably would agree.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there are veteran officials at the high school level that when they walk in the gym, I know it's going to be a good night because it's going to be, you know, if tempers flare at any point, those are the guys that can just snuff it out, you know, just by a couple words, you know, say, you know, this is what I saw. Okay. And then it goes on. You know, the referees that maybe won't talk to you are, you know, maybe think that they're you know, bigger than the game. Those are the guys that really kind of rub coaches the wrong way.
And I think, Scott, just to kind of wrap up on officiating, the one thing that's a little disappointing for me in officiating, I think Steve Scott's going to probably change a lot of this, is the commissioner of the Portland Basketball Officials Association, who assigns your games, and Steve is one of my closest friends, full disclosure, doing a great job. But anyway, you know, as you and I, Scott, go way back on an off night, you'd see 50 officials in the stands watching a game and learning and taking notes and everything. I don't see that today. I don't see that, you know, kind of commitment. I know the games are probably as well officiated as ever, and the training's better and videotaped, but kind of that that total commitment to going out and getting better.
Yes. Yeah, you very seldom do you see, you know, and I see them once in a while. I won't say they all don't do that, but I see officials once in a while. You know, in fact, I see you at more basketball games than anybody else.
Well, it's fun to go out and watch games and learn and you know, study games and try and get better. And I'm always trying to get better doing all these shows and all that stuff. And speaking of getting better, the PIL is always getting better and entertaining and exciting. And there's some new coaches around the league this year.
We do. Lincoln has a new coach, Pat Adelman of the Adelman coaching family, moved up from Thurston to take over there. So he coached a little bit at Willamette University and then was the head coach at Thurston last year and moves into Lincoln this year. And I think they're going to be pretty good. They've got three really good guys back from last year. And I think they got a couple transfers from Lake Oswego that are supposed to be decent players as well. The other new coach is Michael Lee out at Roosevelt, and I think that's really a great hire. PIL guy, played at Jeff, you know, went and played at Kansas, played overseas a little bit, has coached a couple places in college, but he's back and giving back to the community. And to me, I think that is a tremendous hire. And I think Marshall Haskins, our district athletic director, is doing a great job of making sure that everybody has an outstanding coach and an outstanding coaching staff.
You know, and speaking of a coaching staff, why don't you talk a little bit about the guys that helped you, and maybe you have some women that helped you. And I want to throw this out right now. We certainly are not slighting women's basketball on this. I've worked a ton of women's basketball games. I promoted and everything, but Scott happens to coach the men, and that's mainly what we're going to talk about on this program. But who assists you at Wilson? Give them a little shout out, because as you and I know, Scott, assistant coaches, and your son is one of those coaches. They never get not with you, but in college, they never get enough credit.
Well, you know, you're right. Everything is at the head coach, and sometimes that's good. You know, you have a tough loss. You don't want to lay it off on other people. But my assistant coaches, James Baker is my varsity assistant. He's been my JV coach for 12 years. So I've been incredibly fortunate to have some continuity there. He has developed a software company that is just going great guns right now, and so he's going to not be a JV coach, but he's going to be more of a varsity coach because there will be times that he can't be there. And then a name from the past, Charles Odenthal, who has been a head coach at Franklin and Lincoln, and actually he played for me as a student back in the Marshall era. He's my JV coach. He's coming back into coaching. He went and got out and had a family, and now his girls are old enough to kind of run around the gym, so he's back in it and doing a great job for us. And then my freshman coach is Justin Walters. This is his third year with us. He's a Wilson graduate, as is James Baker, which I think is really important to our community at Wilson. And he's helped by Thomas Nava, who's his assistant coach. And they're two young guys that just, you know, they have great rapport with our freshman groups. And they have the patience to coach freshmen, and they do really an outstanding job with those guys. So I, all in all, I think I have a really good staff. Coach Baker's been with us forever. Coach Odenthal knows what we do because he played it and coached it. He was an assistant coach for me at Franklin years ago. And so he knows what we're doing. And the other two guys, the freshman coaches, are really coming into their own now. So I'm pleased with our staff. And, you know, they work their tails off for us.
Scott, full disclosure also, I'm a Cleveland High School graduate, way back, and I'm very proud of that. I'm not just saying that. I got a great education at Cleveland. It propelled me to go on and get a great education at Linfield College. But, you know, Art Burmett was an outstanding basketball coach at Cleveland. Now there's been a few in between, but Don Emery is there now, and of course I've known Don a long time too, and I would imagine for you when you play Cleveland that gets a little emotional because you guys are the deans of the PIO coaching ranks.
Well, you know, Don, I talked to Don just the other day, and this is his 40th year of coaching, and to give him a nice compliment, because to me he, when I first came into the league as a head coach a long time ago, he was the one coach that treated a rookie head coach as a peer. He was the one guy that would talk to me, and if I had a question, I knew I could call Don and get an answer. And so I truly respect the man. I mean, he has coached and worked and has just a super job there, and the compliment I gave him was, in most games I go in hoping that I don't get out coached. I go into his game hoping I can stay near his coaching. I mean, he knows basketball inside out, and so he is an outstanding coach. You know, I had many great years at Benson and coached at Marshall for quite a while, and I think he started out in Dayville or somewhere over there. And so he has a long and illustrious track record.
You know, and it's kind of ironic that you mentioned 40th year of coaching basketball, because that's the same for Cliff Wagner. And Cliff is certainly not in the PIL, but he's had a great career at coaching high school at Oregon City now. He's fabulous in the NWAC at Clackamas Community College, where he's won 3 NWAC championships, and he happens to have one of your players from last year playing for him and doing a really nice job.
Yeah, Daniel Thiessen, a 6'9 kid, graduated last year, who I knew, he's kind of a late bloomer. I mean, his last high school game, in a playoff game, he had like 29 points, 12 rebounds. And Cliff was at that game. And boom, right after that game, all of a sudden he's going to Clackamas. And, you know, I've known Cliff for a long, long time. When he was the Oregon City coach, I was at Milwaukee, and we coached against each other a couple years there. And, you know, he used to work with the Oregon Interscholastic Coaches Elite Program. And I coached several years for him there, but he just does an outstanding job, and it was kind of fun to go out there on Sunday and watch their game. You know, he's got the kids; they just play so hard for him. It's pretty amazing that what he can coax out of those kids to get them going at that high level.
With your long tenure in the PIL, which is what this is going to be all about on the last Wednesday of every month, Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot here. First of all, I'll give you my selection. The greatest PIL player that I ever saw was Richard Washington. That's my opinion. I know we can get tremendous arguments. Who's the greatest PIL player in your mind that you ever saw, coached against, or just watched?
Well, the best guy that I ever coached against was Damon Stoudemire, because he would walk on the court and you'd look at him and say, okay, now that guy's not going to hurt us. Little guy. And I was at Marshall at the time, and we had two, in my mind, were pretty good guards. And our game plan was, hey, look, all you got to do is stay in front of him and don't let him penetrate. Well, that was an impossible task. I mean, he was one of the quickest guys I've ever seen with a basketball. And they could stop on a dime, elevate, and shoot it. In my mind, he was awfully good. I mean, and Richard, I mean, holy cow, how could you pick against him? I mean, you talk about a tremendous player who went on to have a tremendous college career and played some pro basketball. And you're right. You could go down a list of a lot of guys that were awfully good in the PIL.
And, you know, Scott, it's kind of phenomenal. We're talking about this, and I'm twirling in my head. I'm listening to your answer, but I'm also twirling in my head thinking, gee, all the great teams I've seen, all the great championships. I mean, every school at one point in their time in the PIL has had an impact in it. And you coached at Franklin, and the great Jim Sims, one of Portland's finest that I ran into last night, told me, watch out for Franklin this year, Greg. He says they got a lot of talent, and I'm sure that's true.
They do. They played really young the last couple years, and now those young guys are juniors and seniors and have a lot of varsity experience. You know, I think they're very athletic, and Coach McGee does a good job with them. And I think if I had to pick, you know, kind of a dark horse to maybe really surprise everybody and maybe even win the league, it might be Franklin. You know, they have a 6'10 kid, Joseph Schmoyer, who's a UP commit. He is very, very long. And the Chapman kid, who's about a 6'7 sophomore. And then they got a transfer kid from Lakeridge who's supposed to be good. He's a 6'5 sophomore, supposed to be pretty tough. And then there are two other starters are be Amir McGee and Marcus Cunningham, with Amir being Coach McGee's son. And both of those guys were her first-team All-PIL players. So they're very, very athletic. And they will be a team that you cannot overlook. Absolutely not.
Okay, Scott, it's time for the bad and the ugly from me and the great and the good from you. Have you thought of a question to ask me? It could be on any subject. It could be who I'm going to vote for in the presidential election, which I might not disclose. But anyway, fire away.
Well, I would ask you what you had asked me. Do you think with the 3-man officiating crew, is that going to allow for better officiating, or have they done enough training that we're not going to be whistle happy and we're just shooting free throws the whole game?
I think it will be good in the long run. I was over to Concordia, someone you're very familiar with, a good friend of mine, Brad Barbrick, where your son, your son had a great careers there, and, you know, playing for Brad and a great guy, and there were high school officials over there working his scrimmage and getting used to the 3-person deal. And I was real kind of impressed with the way Steve Scott's kind of handled it, because they just weren't out there working, Scott. They had Tom Simshaw, who you know well, excellent official, was there working with them. And I know Steve has done this all around. So in answer to your question, I think the verdict's out. I think that it'll probably allow a few people. I think the one thing that people don't think about that they kind of miss, it's going to allow for promotion of talented young officials to games without hurting the game, if that makes sense, because they're going to be paired with a veteran official, and they're probably going to get a lot better a lot quicker with a three-person crew.
Well, I would agree with that. I think with a three-man crew, maybe you can stretch out the career of some of those veteran guys a little bit more, and then they can help bring those young guys along. And you're right, probably get a feel for the game a lot quicker than if they were just doing a two-man or by themselves. And I'm hoping. We had met with Steve Scott at our coaches' meeting, and he's excited about it, and some of our coaches, we have some trepidation about it, but I think once it's up and running, I think it'll really clean up some of the off the ball stuff that as a coach used to does infuriate you, that you know, because two guys are going to miss some stuff, and I think with three guys it'll probably clean the game up a little bit. And what we tell kids all the time is, you just adjust to how the officials call in the game. So if they're calling it tight, then get your hands off the guy. You know, don't push and shove. So, I agree. I think the first year might be a little shaky at times. So you know, you get proficient at the three-man crew stuff and all the rotations that go with that. But I think it'll be good for our league because, you know, it's a pretty physical, in-your-face kind of defensive league, lots of hands, and so hopefully that'll clean some of that up.
Scott, we got about less than a minute left, so your opening game, tell us about it. Where's it at?
We are going Friday, December 4th. We're going to Camas, Washington. They came to our place last year, and we had just a great, exciting one-point win. The good news that, you know, there is a big school over there, and the good news is their football team is still in the playoffs. So I keep saying, just keep winning and keep some of those football kids from coming out for basketball yet. But we're looking forward to it, Greg. It's going to be a good time, and I got great kids, and again, I would like to say thanks to you for coming up with this idea and kind of getting kind of the inner workings of the PIL out in the public domain a little bit. So I really truly appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you doing the show, Scott. I know your time is precious, but you're going to be on the last Wednesday of each month, and we'll do this pretty much year round. So we'll bring on maybe some other people, give Scott a little rest in the spring and summer, but we'll talk PIL basketball year-round, and we want to get it going. We want to promote it, and Scott's been a big part of that for a long, long time. I couldn't think of a better person to talk to. Good night, Scott. Good night, listeners, and don't forget to make all your free throws. Scott Aker did a great job tonight. Wilson High School head boys coach. Get out and see his team play. Get out and see a PIL game. That's what we want to do, promote it. Good night, everyone, and
good night, Greg.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night, Scott.
Good night.